When Gary saw his old school close, he was sad to see such an important chapter in his life seeming to close as well. But then, he had an idea that he could purchase the old school and turn it into something that would attract people to his hometown. What resulted is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Gary Greff began building huge scrap metal sculptures along the rural highway leading to tiny Regent, North Dakota in 1989. He hoped it would be a way to attract travelers and keep the town going. While he had some successes, he was disappointed with an event in 2010.
When the school closed, I was down. I thought, oh, shoot, okay, this isn't working the way I want. So then after I slept on it and thought about it, I thought, you know, a school is only one building.
It was the school Gary attended as a kid, but he decided to transform that building, with the help of family members, into a place to serve locals and travelers.
We converted to 19 rooms. We converted it into a tavern and a steakhouse. And it took us a year and 6 months.
Step inside and you'll still find the old gymnasium, but the interior are now hotel rooms, plus a bar and steakhouse. He continues to work on the huge scrap metal sculptures along the highway as well.
If I can do this, a person who had no welding experience, no art experience, if I can do this, any kid, anybody that sees this will say they can do whatever they put their mind to it. All they have to do is try.
There's no charge to see the sculptures, which is nice, but also means Gary has to rely on donations. And he already donates his time, but it is his passion. He has set up a group to help make sure the sites are maintained in the future. While there have been some naysayers, Gary wants to do all he can to help his community now and forever.
The only way I'm leaving Regent is in a pine box. And I'm going to complete my project. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen.
The Enchanted Highway is certainly worth the detour. And learning more about the man behind it and his desire to help his town makes it a compelling trip as well. Traveling the countryside in Regent, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.